Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Senior ministers are to meet later this afternoon to discuss the crisis in emergency housing for Ukrainian and other refugees arriving in Ireland. Around 43 Ukrainians have been left without state accommodation since Friday, with an overnight facility capable of hosting 200 people expected to open at Dublin Airport this evening. Speaking earlier, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said there was a legal and moral obligation to continue to look after Ukrainians arriving here despite the current accommodation difficulties. We can talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, who has more on this. Micheál, various solutions being looked at to try to address this situation, but one seems not being considered by the government, if we're to take Micheál Martin at his word here, is any halt to those coming here looking for refuge.
Yes, I think there is clearly a political decision in advance of this evening's discussions that there will be a continued welcome for Ukrainian people arriving here, fleeing the war in their country. In the last few days too, the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan saying that there is a challenge now, but that the government and people generally had to be inventive and innovative in trying to find accommodation solutions. So I think that's what this afternoon's meeting is about, but it had been penciled in for some weeks. But I suppose there is a greater sense of crisis around it, given what's happened over the weekend and in the days just prior to the weekend as well. But as well as the kind of short-term solutions that are being looked at this evening, there's also a wider move to try and look more to the medium and to the long-term as well, and trying to put down fairly serious foundations for something that is going to be here for some time, that is a fairly large accommodation need for people from Ukraine.
And one of the measures being looked at is trying to incentivise people, is that right, Micheál, to make perhaps vacant properties that aren't already being made available, to make them available?
Yes, I think there is likely to be another call out, as it's called, from local authorities asking people to make those vacant homes, whether they're holiday homes or other homes, available, and that there would be a financial incentive there. Also, the possibility that people who've opened up their homes, their family homes, to people from Ukraine that are getting a €400 payment at the moment, could that be increased? That's a possibility too. And then there is the wider question, and that sense around hotel accommodation, the Department of Integration feeling that it is at the maximum there in terms of what it can secure in relation to hotel contracts, and perhaps that you could see an emphasis in the future more on longer term solutions there. And could you see changes too, where people who are staying in hotel accommodation could be asked to pay or make a contribution towards their food costs? That in some ways would go towards a move towards standardising accommodation for all people arriving from Ukraine. It seems those kind of measures now under consideration.
And in the immediate term, some emergency accommodation being planned for Dublin Airport, but beyond that, what immediately presents itself?
Yeah, the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, talking about that today, saying that there is a need to meet people's basic needs. So what's going to happen at Dublin Airport and the new facility there is key. I think somewhere in the background there is a hope that perhaps another reception facility along the lines of what exists in City West at the moment, that a contract on another facility might be possible at some point, but that hasn't been fully fledged yet. They're the two immediate things that are under consideration, but I think longer term, government really beginning to look now at trying to find solutions to this. And as well as that, that could include a look again at modular housing and perhaps increasing that. And also, there are still high hopes that there will be a large number of properties refurbished by local authorities that could accommodate anywhere between 4,000 to 6,000 people.
And the fact that this now is being discussed among the coalition leaders as well as the responsible ministers, does that indicate there's a political priority here? And where does responsibility lie for tackling this? Is it Roderick O'Gorman? Is it Dara O'Brien? Who, you know, where does the buck stop?
Yeah, I suppose they are the two departments, housing and the Department of Integration, that have led the work around this. But given that the government party leaders are involved, and given that this subcommittee of cabinet has always included those relevant ministers and the party leaders and others as well, it is ultimately a collective government decision, and they will be needed around this. But I suppose if there was discussions, perhaps from the opposition point of view or a point of criticism, there may be a view that the Department of Children and Integration perhaps has been overburdened, given the scale of the challenge and given what has happened since February and the numbers that have been accommodated and needed to be accommodated.
Micheál Lehane, political correspondent at Leinster House, thank you for that.